Members of the Oakland Church, St. Helena, California, January 18, 1907. To the members of the Oakland Church, I must write to you regarding your proposed church building. I am pleased with the site you have selected. It is near to the street railway, and thus very convenient for those who come from a distance. I have been bidden to give you words of warning regarding the meeting house that you shall build. This is a time for you to examine yourselves, to see if you are standing in the right position regarding this matter. In Oakland, we need a church building. Soon, a simple and inexpensive place of worship should be erected. In this, the brethren and sisters in Oakland are to show that they fear the Lord by refusing to build a stylish and costly church. We are living in perilous times. Judgment is to follow judgment. Let us now reveal in our works that we believe that the time of God's judgments is come, that we are approaching the day when there will be no certainty regarding anything in this world. By our works as well as our testimony, we are to tell that the end of all things is at hand. We are to take heed to the warnings given in the calamity that has overtaken San Francisco. The people of Oakland must not give the people of San Francisco cause to think that they feel secure. But that is what they would understand your action to mean if at this time you should erect a large and costly meeting house. The great earthquake of San Francisco is to be followed by earthquakes in other places. We need not be surprised if, after a time, Oakland should become so wicked that calamities will fall on this city also. Those who do not believe that the Lord is coming soon are building without stopping to consider why the Lord wiped out a greater part of the city of San Francisco. But the leading men of San Francisco are no pattern for us to follow. One thing will be plainly developed at this time. One question be clearly settled, whether we are solid Christians or merely professors. We should let it be well understood that we regard this terrible calamity as the stroke of an offended God, because his treasure has been lavishly spent to glorify self. Let our works be such that men can see that we are but sojourners here, that we are seeking a better country, even a heavenly. We may well fear and tremble for the things that shall be in the future. Many of the citizens of Oakland will be weighed in the balances and found wanting. Would you be of that company? You need now to show in life and character the sanctification of the gospel and a belief in Christ's soon coming in power and great glory. Will you show faith by genuine faith in the signs of the Lord's second coming? We are to bring the truth into all our works. We are to be sanctified through the truth and show to a world dead in trespasses and sin that we are a holy nation, a peculiar people, a chosen generation, zealous of good works. The death of Christ was accomplished to make us genuine Christians through faith in Him. We carry a message of sacred truth, and through the righteousness of Christ, we are to become one in Him, separate from the world, distinguished from it by the features of our faith that make us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are Christ's witnesses. By our baptismal vow, we are under solemn pledge to witness for Him. Through the merits of Christ, we are to let our light shine forth to the world, that they, by seeking our good works, may glorify our Father which is in heaven. At this time, the building of costly meeting houses in any place is not in accordance with our faith. There are many places where meeting houses will soon have to be built. Therefore, we should not put large sums of money in any one place. At Mountain View, a meeting house is greatly needed and should soon be built. The Oakland Church will need to help the brethren and sisters in Mountain View. If $5,000 could be given for the building of a suitable meeting house for this sister church, the enterprise could go forward at once, and the two meeting houses would soon be completed. All who help in this essential work will receive the blessing of God. I hope that none in Oakland will object to appropriating a portion of the means to help in building the meeting house in Mountain View. May the Lord help and sanctify and bless in the work of building in Oakland and Mountain View. May all hearts He made willing is my prayer. The Lord will certainly bless those who will work unitedly to carry forward this work at this time.